Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
John Garcia. He is running for sheriff in the Republican primary. John, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
And John, first question, what made you want to jump into the sheriff's race?
Well, I have to say it's a twofold answer, Joe. And simply put, I desire to continue my life's work of service to our community and to make the Erie County Sheriff's Office the best place to work. I understand that, you know, we're in the business of public, of customer service, in this case, public service, and I want to provide the best protection, the best service to our public. And after 25 years of law enforcement, I retired in 2019. I then took a job with the Erie County Bar Association Assigned Counsel Program, and then COVID hit. So I, like many others, was sitting at home and watching on TV what was happening in our country and in our county, and I just couldn't believe what was happening. My wife turned to me and said, "Well, John, why don't you stop complaining and do something about it?" And at that point, I have the passion. I'm very lucky to have worked in a profession that I never had to work a day in my life. So I want to bring the best service, the best protection to the people of Erie County and to back the great men and women of the Erie County Sheriff's Office.
Now, we've had all three of those running in the Democrat primary, and they talk about the issues with the current administration. Is there anything about the Howard administration that you think needs addressing right away?
Well, you know, in this profession, as in any business, it's ever-changing. So law enforcement, we have to adapt to, you know, today's issues. Over a decade ago, we didn't have the issues we have today, such as, you know, the body cameras and, you know, the less lethal. We are very fortunate to have better equipment, better training. We're very much more aware of the mental wellness issues out there, the verbal de-escalation training that we need to get out there. So, you know, any profession, you need to keep on improving, Joe, with the quality of the training and delivering those services to the public, which are our customers.
Now, we see calls for reforming the holding center. Some candidates are calling for an all-new holding center. Is that something on your list to address the conditions at the current holding center?
Well, yes, again, ever-evolving industry that we're in. And on top of it, Joe, what we had last year was two major issues. Obviously, COVID, that stopped everything. The court system was basically shut down. And then we had the disastrous bail reform. So, you know, the numbers went down at the Erie County Holding Center, and they also went down at the Alden Correctional Facility. Now, moving forward, what is really important for people to know is that the Erie County Holding Center is this different animal in that, you know, when people are arrested, they're going in there hot, and they're going in there, you know, it's the worst day of their life, Joe. They're suffering from mental illness that might not even be diagnosed. There's substance abuse issues. There's physical issues. So we need a stricter screening process. And at the end of the day, what we have to remember is that it's a correctional facility. It's not a medical facility. Now, if we need changes and we don't have the capacity at the Erie County Medical Center to deal with these issues, then we have to make that center larger. But what I can tell you is that I will bring the best service to our public, be it inside or outside the correctional facilities.
Let me ask, you mentioned bail reform. If you were to be sheriff, would the New York State bail reform be something that the Erie County Sheriff's Department would campaign against?
Well, I think that not only the Erie County Sheriff's Office should campaign against it, but I think that our legislators have, you know, it was a knee-jerk reaction to a horrible case that occurred where someone spent way too much time in jail, and bail shouldn't be a punishment for those that are indigent. However, if somebody commits a felony, for example, breaking into your house, Joe, how is it that we could have that person come out and stand across the street from your house without seeing a judge yet, without getting an order of protection? So, yes, I think it went too far. And look at the amount of homicides that we have in our largest city in Erie County, in Buffalo. When I retired in 2019 from homicide, at the end of the year, calendar year, we had 44. We're at that number today, and we're not through the months of June, July, August, and people are out, temperatures are high, and disputes are being settled on the street. So, yes, we have to readdress that, and something has to be done because it's been disastrous.
You know, you see a lot of call over the last few years for reform in the police departments. We see body cameras being used. When you were in the Buffalo Police, was there any reform that you oversaw? And would that be something that you would bring to the Sheriff's Department?
Well, I served for 10 years on the hostage negotiation team and was the commander of the hostage negotiation team when I retired. You know, verbal de-escalation. It's something that's been done since the beginning of time with with law enforcement. And that's what we need to continue to teach and instruct our new people at the academy. This has to start at the academy. I remember talking once to a good friend of mine, Jack Hamburger, who's the hostage negotiator commander in New York City for two decades. And he told me the best candidates he ever had were people that experience the ups and the downs in life. Empathy is not something you could teach. But I can tell you this. As the next Erie County Sheriff, I will bring to the 150 road deputies the best training in verbal de-escalation moving forward.
And what do you think about these calls around the country to defund police departments? What would that mean to local police departments if anything like that were to be successful?
Well, Joe, I got to tell you this. I'm a City of Buffalo resident, and I talk to my neighbors, my friends that live here, and I don't know where this defund the police movement is coming from. It's a very vocal minority, and I think it's this elite group of people that don't need the police. But people here in the city need the police. And in areas where there's a lot of poverty, unfortunately, in the city, and you have to go get a quart of milk to the corner, you want the police to drive by. You want their presence. You want them walking. So I think it's complete nonsense this defund the police. I mean, look at the issues, the quality of life issues that we're experiencing. And I'm just talking about the City of Buffalo, where I reside. I mean, you know, all the ATVs that are riding around, all the shootings, what is it, 200-300% increase, 50%, 100% increase, I think I heard the DA say, in homicides. So who wants to defund the police? The criminals want to defund the police, not the good people of Erie County.
Now, yesterday, the story came out. You made allegations against your opponent in the primary, our next guest here on Hardline. What were those allegations, and what is your response to her allegations that she countered to you?
Well, I made allegations that, and I think if you're referring to the false affidavit that she filed.
Yes.
One of her last acts in police, in her police work. Now, she retired about 12 years ago. We were using flip phones, just to, you know, as far as that goes. But one of her last acts was to assist a friend in getting out of a DWI case. So she hasn't responded to that. Everybody else paid a price for that, Joe. And I don't want to open old wounds for those that already paid the price to society, their debt to society. But I would like her to answer that question about her involvement in that conspiracy, that scheme, to let a friend off on a DWI felony.
All right, John, before we let you go, is there anything that you want to address that I did not bring up?
Well, I am proud, Joe, to be the only candidate in this race, both Republican or Democrat, that is supported by professional law enforcement. I'm supported by the Buffalo PBA, where I worked for 25 years. I'm supported by the Erie County Teamsters Local Union 264 that represents the cities. I'm supported by the Association of Police Personnel, Retired Police Personnel, WARP. And I'm very proud of that because I am supported by professional law enforcement, not politicians. I am the only candidate in the race that's proven, trusted protector. And I cast my vote yesterday. And to be transparent and truthful, I voted for myself, John Garcia.
Well, I like the honesty, John. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and hopefully we'll talk again very soon.
No, thank you so much for allowing our public to get to know the candidates. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you. That is John Garcia. He is running in the Republican primary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.